When first Araminta sued for a kiss, my innocent heart was tender, that though I pushed him away from the bliss, my eyes declared my heart was won. I feigned no full kindness would use before I the fort disarrender. But love would suffer no more such abuse, and soon, alas, my cheats was known. He'd sit all day and laugh and play, a thousand pretty things he'd say. My hand he'd squeeze and press my knees, till further on he got by degrees. My heart, just like a vessel at sea, would toss when Amyntas was near me. But so cunning a pilot was he, through doubts and fears he'd still sail on. I thought in him no danger could be, so wisely he knew how to steer me. And soon, alas, was brought to agree to taste of joys before unknown. Well might he boast his pains not lost, for soon he found the golden coast, enjoyed the oar, and touched the shore where never merchant went before. Soft blushes always came in my face whenever Amyntas drew near me. He told me roses looked with such grace, and pretty fair daisies when summer comes on. He pressed me, kissed me with so much love, I could not deny him the blessing. And with such sweet words my heart he did move, that soon I yielded to him alone. So violets by the sun are wont to spread their leaves and be undone. The heat does warm and sweetly charm, and makes young maids forget all the harm. A thousand times that he would be true, Amyntas protested unto me. He then his soft kisses again would renew, so balmy and sweet that I soon was won. With sighs and vows he'd raise such a fire that made my young heart to surrender. And then by his art he blew it up higher, till maiden doubts and fears were gone. None could resist whenever he list, so gently soft and sweet he kissed. His head he'd rest upon my breast, and those soft tender pillows he be pressed. The marble stone will melt by degrees, if often soft dew doth drop on it. Amyntas he any maiden might please, to yield to his arms and like me to be won. Could any resist such gentle soft charms, such vows, such sighs, and such kisses? Could any repine at so sweet a youth's arm? She sure must yield, or else be a drown. We will not lose no time in rhyme, but say that maidens in their prime should for their head take tom or net, for flint will break on feather bed.